makes you frisky. Gin makes you sin. Wine makes you nutty. But I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb.
Beer is a mellow drink.
But it'll keep you on the run.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting, thrilling episode of the Popping Bottles Podcast. Insert lightning sound.
Pew, 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 pew.
If you can hear my voice, then you probably know that I am Josh, your recovering bartender host. And with me, as always, is...
Rob Grabowski, the bar back. I'll get the ice. Hashtag ocean cold.
Hashtag ocean cold. We've catched the phrase that's sweeping the nation.
Hashtag ocean cold.
Started at the bottom of the ocean, and now
I'm here.
Now it's here. This is your comedic episode, comedic podcast about beverages, about your favorite beverages. I'll take that again. And lightning sound. This is this is your comedic podcast about your favorite beverages. And each episode, we have a guest. That guest brings a beverage of their choice, and we talk about why they chose it. Is this episode an exception?
I'm going to say no, because we have a guest.
You are correct.
Yay, I did it.
Hashtag ocean cold for the win. And our guest this episode is...
My name is Aaron Kelly.
Hooray!
Arsenio. Aaron Kelly, welcome to the cast.
Yeah. Thank you.
People say pod, but I don't care for that.
No. I'm going to say the cast. I like
it. Welcome to the cast.
You're part of it.
I'm part of the cast.
You're on the cast list.
Finally part of it.
Part of it.
What? Welcome. What beverage have you decided to talk about today?
So I've decided to talk about my favorite bourbon-based cocktail. It's called a paper plane.
Oh, MIA sound right here.
Yeah.
It's
delicious. I think it's like the perfect summer drink and a great way to get people into bourbon that are, you know, there's tons of people that are like, I don't like bourbon. Yeah. And I'm like, try this.
It's called a paper plane?
It's called a paper plane.
Ooh. Now, full disclosure, do you want to mention?
Yes, I should mention I do work for a bourbon company. Yes.
But this is not paid content unless they want to pay us.
Yeah, no. Unless they want to pay us. We'll happily take that money, but it's not paid content.
And as someone who manages the budget, I can say we 100% do not want to pay for this. I happen to work for Angel's Envy, so that's what I used in this cocktail, but it also can be made with literally almost any other bourbon. It's... those caramel notes and the sweet notes that really make it up to.
So we'll taste it, we'll talk about what we taste, and then we'll describe what's in it, because that's usually what we
perfect.
Do.
Perfect.
That way it doesn't sully. Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink our pint glasses full of booze.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never had this straight-up cocktail in a pint glass before.
Well, oh man, it's really good. You just said three glasses, so I got you three glasses.
I did say cocktail glasses at one point, it got washed over.
I don't pay attention.
Immediately, it's like sweet.
Yeah.
Bourbon-y.
Is it too sweet?
It's not too sweet
at
all.
It's just perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Not too sweet.
Not too sweet. And then I hit the bourbons in the mid-palate, and then it finishes with that sort of like soft bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
But not in an offensive way.
It's definitely, it has like a, I'm going to say like a grapefruit flavor to it.
Yeah, I can
see that. Grapefruit. Because it's tardy. But it's not late.
I hate that I love that. what do you taste? What do you like about it?
I love this cocktail because of everything you guys said. It's literally everything you want. It's a little bit bitter. It's a little bit sweet. It's a little bit tangy. So, like, it's a really nice... And, like, you can't drink it too fast. I mean, you could, but,
I wouldn't recommend it, though.
It's got little breaks built into it.
Right, exactly. You're like, I need to take a quick second before I go into it. But, like, it's super sippable and, like...
Do you normally do it over ice, or how do you...
No, it's a straight-up cocktail.
Oh.
I'm just going to... It's an equal parts, which is why it's so great to make at home.
Dive into it.
So, it's... if you want to make it super easy, it's like 1 ounce of bourbon, 1 ounce of Aperol, 1 ounce of Amaro Nonino, and 1 ounce of lemon juice.
Oh.
So it's, once you like have those ingredients, it's just like boop, 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 boop. And then you shake it over ice and you strain it.
That's great.
Into a pint glass.
Yeah.
Into a pint glass.
Really airs it out.
Yeah, really. You can really see just how little you're getting in a pint glass.
Aaron touched on it, but real quick, we'll get into the history.
Let's do it.
So yeah. Paper Planes was born right here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh.
In 2007.
Oh, wow.
Sam Ross, a bartender of some note, invented the paper planes for the Violet Hour.
Oh.
So that's where it lived until a year later. Originally, it was made with Campari instead of
Aperol.
When he in 2009, so Sam is a New York-based bartender, and he's invented what was the other
one?
Penicillin is the huge one. And he has a bartending app.
Oh wow!
Where it's like $5, and you'll like put in what you like, and it'll tell you what you should drink.
Oh wow!
Which I read about, but haven't checked out yet. But probably will.
As someone who manages my own budget. I'm not
going to spend that money. Sam went back to New York to his home bar at the time, the Milk and Honey, switched out Campari for
Aperol,
which is sort of like a milder Campari. So it's still bitter, it's a little bit sweeter, not as much boozy. The app, this is my notes, it's called The Bartender's Choice. Google Play, Apple Store.
Never heard of either.
Yeah, I mean, we went through all of it. So originally it was 3/4 an ounce, but an ounce makes it a lot easier.
Depending
on what you're doing, too. Like, some people don't have jiggers, some people don't, like...
Was he trying to create something in particular, or just make a new beverage? Do we know?
New beverage.
New beverage. Cool. Yeah.
But it is a... And you brought it up specifically, a gateway to bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
What I made for your cocktail, we'll get to later. Ooh. But my roommate does not care for bourbon. And she's like, you know what? I like this.
Oh, look at that.
And I was like, huh. And then the other thing of note is that it's all equal parts. It's like the pound cake of cocktails.
Yeah. And that's honestly why I've also gone to like a bar before and with my friend who like just straight up told the bartender.
Name
like,
them. Who is it?
It's Shauna.
Ooh,
shout out Shauna.
Shauna! Jinx!
And Jinx was there?
Jinx was there.
Yeah, Jinx Monsoon, the drag queen.
Jinx!
And she, like, the bartender or the waitress was like, oh, I don't think we know how to make that. And she's like, do you have these 4 ingredients? She's like, yes. And she's like, great, then you can make it. Like, just told her how to make it in the while we were there, and it was great. But yeah, highly recommend it.
Nice. Well, bye, everybody.
Yep, and that's...
And that's the show. So glad to be part of the cast.
Poppinpod at twitter.com.
Poppinpod.
What? So when's the first time you had it? Do you remember?
So actually, that was the first time I had it.
With Shauna?
With Shauna.
Oh,
so Shauna is a friend that I met through Angel's Envy. She's a bartender in the city. And so she was like, these are really great, like bourbon cocktails. And actually, when we tried it at this place, they didn't have Amaro Nonino or Aperol. So they made it with Campari and another Amaro. And it was, like, just a little off. Like, sure. I was like,
but for
I
your first
see...
time, you have no...
For the first time, that was my... Like, yeah, I was like, yeah, this is good.
And she's
like,
this is garbage.
Yeah, and she was like, this is a nightmare drink. So I actually, it was, like, a month later, I was, like, hanging out with her, and we were, like, at a pool and, like, drinking. And I decided, I was like, you know what, we're going to go to Binny's.
Ooh.
We're going to buy all the ingredients for this. And I went, and, like, you know, Aperol's, like, reasonably priced. But Amaro Nonino is like, it's like a $50 bottle.
It's a grappa-based herbal liqueur.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
goodness.
It's sort of in that chartreuse-ish area.
Yeah. So it's, you could probably use it in other things, but like, it was a real tipsy commitment. I was like, you know what? Nothing matters. I'm like, let's just go make it. And
let's live it.
Yeah, I was like, let's live it up. So we like went home and I tried it and I've, like committed, like I think I'm on my second or third bottle of Amaro Nonino, and this was like probably let's see, a year and a half ago.
Two years ago. For some reason, in an old Italian movie, the child's name is Amarno. What was it?
Amaro Nonino.
Yeah,
Amaro Nonino. Go to the name.
You gotta make it the pizza.
Why are you running through the streets?
Oh no, Amaro. Everything's black and white.
And so then, and I've had it at bars before, and I also tried the trick of like. Telling the bartender so I can get my friends into it.
Again,
my friend was like, this is good. I was like, no, this is garbage.
This is garbage.
You're like, they don't have what
I don't want to be a Shauna.
Shauna.
But this is a garbage drink.
But not this version.
No, this is good.
Bobby,
yeah.
You've never had a paper plane.
I've never had a paper plane.
What do you think?
It's good. I'd have it again.
Yeah? Give it a grade.
Give it a grade?
Yeah.
You know what? I would... Hold on.
He's gonna get all the way to the bottom of this pint glass.
I give it a B.
Solid?
Yeah, I guess I'll be.
All right. I'm going to give it an A. I love this.
No, it's
and
tasty.
I hate bitter. Bitter's not in my flavor wheelhouse. It tastes like summer.
I guess I give it a B because this is something like I feel like I would have one of and then be like, all right, what else we got? But it's good. I think it's a good kicker for like a starter for me. Yeah.
No, this is like where I'd want to be. Like if this was like the signature somebody's wedding or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know how they have like, this is our signature drink. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I would be like, okay, well, I'm in
doubt. No, to be honest, this
will be like where I
stay. Maybe after like two more, I'd be like, this is A plus. Yeah.
To be fair, it is all liquor and then lemon juice.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Not to get you off. Shut up.
Love being here. Thank you so much for having me.
You're part of the cast. When was the last time you had it? So you still have all the stuff at home, obviously.
Yeah. So the last time I had it was probably, I'm trying to think. So full disclosure, I have a 4-month-old baby at home. So like,
you want to shout out to the baby?
Yeah, shout out to my baby. Thank you for listening. Hi, baby. So it probably
Nonino.
I actually named him Nonino.
Yes.
So it was probably like 16 months ago, like end of the tail end of summer, October, November.
Did you drink during the pregnancy?
Yeah.
Constantly.
Good for you.
Only heavily.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, so now my baby has a real good tolerance. He's at home sipping paper planes on a bottle.
They're like, if you want a quiet baby, drink during the pregnancy.
If you want a quiet baby.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 doctors agree. If you want a quiet baby, drink during pregnancy. And we recommend Angel F.
Yeah.
No.
Nonino. We have a Nonino.
Put that down, Nonino.
So that was the last time I had it. And I mean, it's really
was
something.
Was it a home one?
It was a homemade one. And it really is something that, like, if you come over to my house and someone's like, let's have a drink, I was like, say no more.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it was. It was like 2 months ago because I had another mom friend come over and she's like, I just need a drink. And I was like,
say no more.
You like crack your knuckles.
Yeah, I was like, we're back.
Yeah. You dust off the bottles.
Yeah, man. I do love home bartending because like once
it's, very fun.
It's so easy too that like you're like, oh, I can make a decent cocktail that doesn't cost $15.
Yeah.
So,
like, oh, boy. You need to light things on fire to drink it. It takes 20 minutes.
There is a certain tipping point for like high-end booze or like specialty liqueurs.
Yeah.
It's sort of like what you were saying, like with the Nonino. It's like I would pay $20, so I don't have to invest $60 on a bottle which I might not like.
Yeah. Right.
Or like even with like high-end aged whiskeys. Or,
Well, any fancy cocktail. It's like the thing of like. Oh, so I was at a bar maybe a few months back.
Okay,
I believe it. They hear me out.
Hear me out.
It's called the Pink Squirrel. It's a nice little bar in Logan Square.
Shout out Pink Squirrel.
But they give us money. they have like specialty milkshake cocktail drinks.
Ooh, fun!
It's that thing where like it took forever to get a normal drink, let alone one of those, because like people show up and go, "Oh, look at this fancy cocktail!
Right. No,
I'm gonna have that." And, like, I ordered one. I ordered two. But I'm like, and part of me was like, sorry, bartender, this is going to take a while. But also, like, well, you work here, so you know you could have some of these pre-made.
Well, I talked to a couple of my bartender friends about that where I'm like, I'm going to get this drink, and I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, we put it on the menu.
Yeah.
Like,
on the menu.
We know, when people complain about making drinks that are on the menu, you're just like,
they suck. That's your fucking job.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We talked about this with Hooli the other day.
Yeah.
If you don't like a job, leave it.
Yeah, right.
But also, if this was a trick back when I was tending, if there was something you wanted to push, you gave one away.
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone's like, what's that?
Yeah, what's that?
I want that. I want what that boy has. Yeah.
What's that guy have? That works anywhere.
No, Nino. No, Nino.
No, Nino.
Get Letterman on the phone.
No, Nino.
Aaron.
Yes.
I want to talk more about Angel's Envy, the bourbon.
Great.
How'd you get hooked up with them?
So I, like, so weirdly, someone happened to post on Facebook, like, is anyone looking for a marketing coordinator job? And I was like,
huh.
I was like, yeah.
That's exactly what I do.
I was like, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Go on.
And so I, like, got hooked up, like, you know, like, went through the interview process, blah, blah, blah. So the distillery and, like, almost all of our operations are down in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm.
And then just the marketing office is in Chicago. So
that's
it's
wild.
Like, it's so nice. Yeah, I bet. Which every time, like, and then we're owned by Bacardi, so, like, there's always, like, a threat of, like, oh, we might move to Louisville, we might move to Miami. I'm like, neither one of those places are, like, that's not going to work for me. That's not going to work for me. My mom's going to kill me if I move away from her. So, yeah, so I started working there, and I've been there now just over 3 years.
Nice.
And I'm now the assistant brand manager for them.
Ooh.
Which is why we can't sponsor them.
Now, don't say no right away.
Wait
till how bad it is, and then you can say no. Were you a big bourbon drinking before?
So I had started to be. They're actually, mm-hmm. What got me into it is I was at, you know, Bub City down in Rivermore?
Oh, yeah, I know Bub City. Yeah.
They have like a huge like whiskey list. Mm. And I went for my friend's 25th birthday. And like we were getting, I'd have like whiskey based drinks and kind of, you know, like Jack and Coke. I don't want to say whiskey-based drinks, like I'm having, like, paper plates. Right, I was having, like, Jack and Coke.
Real
and so, like,
real basic, yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, to, like, someone was, like, I dare you to get it on the rocks. I was, like, okay. Like, so I got, like, a Jack
classic
on the rocks.
Dares.
Yeah, classic lady dares.
Lady dare.
Lady dares. And so
hashtag
I got
lady
it.
Lady dare.
Yeah. So I got it on the rocks, and I was like, oh, this is actually, like, really nice. I enjoy this without like the other thing. So that's how I kind of started getting it. So it was like Jack Daniel's on the rocks, and then like it was like Maker's on the rocks, like slowly. And then I started dating my now husband, who he used to go out like once a month and like buy a new bottle, and he was like, great. He's like,
oh, fine.
I just want to try it. So
shout out to husband.
Shout out to husband. Hey, husband.
Papa Nonino.
Yeah.
Papa Nonino. Little Nonino.
Nonino. And Angels and Me happened to weirdly be in like his, like, I was like, oh, I'm interviewing for this. And I was like, oh, that's the bottle.
That's wild.
I was like, we had tried this like a year ago or something. So I was like, so yes, I was into it. I wasn't as into like the cocktail scene, like I liked going out and getting a fancy drink, but it wasn't until I started that job that I was like, oh, I really like Manhattans, I really like this. And then like I also started getting into gin, because when you're drinking bourbon all the time, you're like,
it's a lot.
I'm like, I need something else.
There's been plenty of times when I've been like bourbon drunk, and the next day I felt like my bones were brittle.
Oh yeah.
I was just like, this was good, but I was like, I gotta like, yeah,
I gotta switch it up.
Right. When I was pregnant, someone was like, do you miss bourbon? I was like, I miss wine. Like, you work for a bourbon company. I was like, right, that's why I don't miss it. I was like, I'm literally around it constantly.
All my clothes smell like bourbon.
Can't get that
at the marketing office.
Yeah. Yeah. It smells like bourbon here.
Yeah.
I washed it twice.
Just pour it on the ground. It's fine.
That's hilarious. Bobby, you like bourbon?
I do, yeah. I'm a big Bullet fan.
Big Bullet fan?
And I, Bullet Bourbon. Bullet Bourbon. I'm mostly a beer guy. It's usually my go-to. And, like, not good beer. Like, bad beer. But I remember it was on forever ago, during my younger days. It was on special or something at I.O. Sure. And I was like, I'll have a Bullet on the rocks. And that became like my go-to for a bit. And I still love it, yeah.
Yeah, Bullet Rye is one of my favorites.
It's great. It's so good.
On the rocks. I like bourbon. I started with Maker's Mark, too, on the rocks. I never got into Jack or Jim or Beam.
All those I usually have. I never have them straight up. I have it with a mix of something.
Yeah, I think Jim and Beam are the same.
Yeah, Jim and Beam.
Yeah.
And Jack, you know, and Daniels. And
yeah, Jack and Daniels, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And honey.
Yeah. And biscuits. Ooh, and gravy.
Gravy.
and we just came back.
Louisville wouldn't be so bad.
I went to the Bullet.
It's a nice little town.
Distillery. It was very fun.
Ooh.
Yeah. I love the way the barrel room smells.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it smells like syrup.
Yeah.
And bourbon. And like, oh my God, it's nice and cool.
For lack of a better word, it's like intoxicating. Like,
yes.
You really just like, you walk into it and it like washes over you and you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Podcast. Yeah, just like.
Oh, Homer Simpsons. Aaron.
Yes.
You enjoy what we're doing right now, right?
This is great. I love it.
But you would rather be here.
I'd rather be here.
And this is your dream location to have a paper planes. Let's say even made maybe by Sam or maybe by yourself or by Papa Nonino.
Papa Nonino.
Papa Nonino.
Papa Little Nonino.
Papa Nonino doesn't touch.
He's not allowed?
No, I very much like, I love mixing that he's like, I'm like, I'm going to make this. I was like, but I'm going to make two. And he's like, okay, great. Sure, go for it.
Oh no, I'm mad.
Oh no, I have to have a cocktail.
Whoops. So where would your dream location be to enjoy a delicious paper plane?
So I'd like to say this also. It's currently snowing the last weekend of April in Chicago.
Yep.
It so, is. It really was so is. Nice yesterday.
Yeah, really, and like you said, it tastes like summer in a glass. So like...
Summer will never come.
Summer will never come. All we have are paper planes. But really my like dream location for this is like a rooftop like bar area, like not in the middle of River North of the Loop or another really crowded place, but like a little more laid back vibe, like more secluded and just like surrounded by like good friends, just like we got chips and guac, maybe just like shooting the shit and having a good day. Like,
are Josh and I there or no?
Yeah, you could be.
We could be.
We're not in the good friend section.
Yeah. We could be. So it cancels.
You guys, great news. I only have one good friend. So I have openings.
I forgot her name already.
Shauna.
So that's my like a rooftop, like it's sunny. It's like 77. Mm. You know, a little bit of a light breeze. Oh, it's just, that would be so nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do love a good rooftop.
Rooftop?
You have a favorite rooftop in the city?
No, not really. Because I feel like a lot of the rooftops that are like, we're a rooftop bar, are also like kind of clubby and like douchey.
Yeah, that's true.
That I have a lot of, I really prefer like sidewalks. So like Rocks Lakeview or Rocks River North.
Rocks is great.
It's super chill. They have like an outdoor area, but they're not.
Food's decent.
They got
it's like right on that line of like, it's not a, it's like a bar and a restaurant, more of a bar,
Rocks
but it's like,
good.
It straddles that.
So that's more, maybe I'm like more of like a back patio than an actual rooftop. There's actually Bernie's Supper Club in River North.
I've never been either.
You know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go there all the time, but they have a really nice roof. Like, it's a rooftop, but it's in that like northwest part of River North. So it's like kind of not around anything and it's only on the second floor.
Oh.
So it's not towering, which is why people aren't. You know, like, let's go there and party. Yeah.
It's not to be seen.
Yeah. Exactly. It's very much like,
Influencers aren't there.
It's like a very much like, oh, this is just a lovely rooftop. So maybe Bernie's Supper Club.
Sure.
All right. Well, shout out Bernie's Supper Club. Yeah. Bobby, do you have a favorite rooftop in the city?
You know, I asked that question and I immediately started thinking, I don't know. I don't think I do. Besides like a friend's place.
Mm-hmm. Definitely somebody's building. Rock Bottom Brewery has a decent rooftop.
They do.
And that's a shorter one.
Yeah,
but it's not like super douche central.
Yeah, because I used to work off of that Red Line.
We would
always go there. Somebody else has a good one, and I can't remember now.
I'm trying to think. You know, back patio. What is it? It's on Polina and Belmont, like just south of Scooters. Cody's house or something like that.
The Pony?
I thought you were talking about like a friend.
No.
Yeah, you know Cody.
It's this bar.
Sure, sure.
You know Cody? Cody house? Yeah. It's like this. It looks like a house, but it's converted into a bar. So they have like an actual backyard area to sit and chill out.
That's
love
awesome.
Because it rarely gets busy back there.
That's
like the inside bar will get packed, but like the back forever the backyard area. I want to say Cody's house. I don't remember now.
There's also
look it up.
Another really good backyard place is Best Intentions, which is a phenomenal cocktail bar, but it's modeled after like a Wisconsin dive bar.
Ooh.
So it's and they have like you know six things on their food menu, but they're all it's a really good burger and like cocktails. That's actually a lot of
Cody's Public House.
Cody's Public House. I'll have to check that out.
It's good. It's good.
The rooftop of Jeans in Lincoln Square.
Oh my God, of course.
Sure.
Yeah. I think it's cash only, but you get them fresh sausages.
Brother.
And you get them cold beers.
You get a Rattler.
It's real German.
Yeah. You get a Rattlerita, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
I love.
And it's like.
Did you say Rattlerita?
Yeah. You get a Rattler grapefruit, and you just pour that and put some tequila in there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, baby.
That's great.
That's a good summer drink.
Yeah, and that's a good rooftop because it's like it's the highest around that area, but nothing's really tall
right.
there,
yeah, yeah,
so you get
yeah.
a lot of sky.
Yeah, plus there's a cow.
Yeah, and it's been murdered for parts.
It's been murdered for parts, but its carcass is there.
Bobby.
Yeah!
Besides your rooftop, uh-huh. where would be your favorite location, dream location?
My dream location.
To
okay.
have a paper plane.
Great, hear me out. So I bought a horse.
You did? Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to call this one, this one's lucky. That's the name of the horse.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And the horse is very well. It's winning races and it gets to be able to compete in the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, okay.
The race?
So I get flown down, because it's my horse. It's, sure. This one's lucky.
Yeah.
I get flown down. I'm in like, I buy a fancy white suit.
Yeah, and a big
I'm
hat.
Going, yeah, a big old hat. I'm going all out. And as I'm in, like, the, I don't know, the presidential suite at
yeah, the
Kentucky
Derby. Yeah, the boxes.
One of the fancier boxes. As I'm waiting for my horse to take off and possibly win this whole thing, some server comes by and goes, oh, here, sir, this is on the house. They take a sip. I'm like, hot damn, this, what is this called? A paper plane? This is delicious. And then I watch my horse take off, and we never know if it wins. The movie ends.
Yeah, camera cuts.
I like that in your fantasy where you're in the winner's circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's still like the drink is on the house, which
yeah, yeah,
means
yeah.
that there was a cash bar.
Yeah.
Like, of all these really expensive people, they're like,
I can't pay it. Yeah, yeah.
We still, like, look, we still gotta pay for drinks.
We still gotta pay for drinks. Yeah, we blew the
yeah,
budget.
Let's be serious. Yeah, we didn't have the budget for it.
Yeah, I got no budget. I checked it. There's no budget. All these hats. See, that's my dream location. I'm at the Kentucky Derby with a horse that I own.
Lucky.
Nice.
Yeah, lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This
one's lucky. Named after the Britney Spears song.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're so lucky. She's a star. Josh.
Aww. Yes, that's me.
We're having fun, right?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, great. If you could, what's your dream location? To have one of these delicious paper planes.
I've thought a lot about it
as
since
you
started talking.
Oh, good.
My eyes glazed over. I was living in my head.
Shut up, Derby fantasy.
Because I was thinking kind of maybe the Kentucky Derby as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been to Louisville mm-hmm. once.
Louisville.
I've been to Louisville.
Oh, boy.
It was a great time. I happen to be
I'd like
there.
I'd say it really is a great city, and if I had to move there, I'd be okay.
It
I feel like
a nice
I should.
I have family down there. It's very
anyway.
Nice.
Say it correctly again. So
Louisville?
Yeah, I've been to Louisville, and I had a great time. But while I was there, and I told Aaron this off mic, it happened to be during the Thunder over Louisville, and it is the largest fireworks celebration in the U.S.,
oh.
second largest in the world.
Wow.
And it was amazing because yeah. we were there for a guy's weekend, stumbled upon it because everybody's like, oh, you're here for Thunder. And we're like, no, what is that? And they're like, you gotta go. And so, like, some of us were like, nah, I'm gonna go eat. Like, somebody had reservations. Great dining scene down there.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Everybody was super nice. You know, if I had to move there, I'd be okay with it too. But a bunch of us were like, well, let's walk down to the river. And this is like a thing, this
yeah.
is like a huge thing.
Huge.
It never stopped. It was an airplane show during the day, and then at night, the fireworks just never stopped.
They're actually still going.
Yeah. You would see what I would be like the biggest in spectacle, and then you'd be like, wow, that was... And then they would start up again. You're like, oh my God. And then there's a bridge over the river, which I don't know the name of.
I think it's just called the Walking Bridge.
There's a
couple of bridges.
There's a walking bridge, and then there's...
The traffic bridge.
Yes, the traffic bridge. They cost money to go over there.
But somebody just had a cannon on it. They weren't shooting fireworks. It was just cannons. And I was just like, this is insane. So this is what I want to do. I want to get involved in the Chamber of Commerce.
Of course.
I want to eventually work my way up and become director of Thunder. I want to plan out the whole night, all 8 hours, what it felt like, of fireworks. And
starts only 2 hours. Make it eight.
Make it eight. Double it to eight, sir.
You heard what I said.
The crowd goes wild. It's amazing. Everybody, all the Chinese are like, well, we can't top this. We'll stop making fireworks. And then the very last firework, I have a match in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I turn down and I flick it on my boot,
the bottom
of my sole, and I light the last firework. And right before it goes off, I open a case where Sam Ross has sent me a handmade paper plane. The case is chilled, obviously.
Obviously.
There's still like little bits of ice crystals right on the top. And right when the last firework goes off, I have a little sip. And I'm riding the fireworks.
Sure.
And this is the end of me, baby.
Yeah.
And then I blow up, full of paper planes.
Obviously. Yeah.
My pieces shower upon Louisville. And
the Chinese are really like, we can't top this.
Can't top that.
There's no way.
Can't top that at all.
No way. Yeah. I guess we'll
never know.
Just control the
markets. Well, I know
the market
for your funeral now. This is great.
Yeah, that's what I want my ashes to be stuffed into a bottle rocket.
Set into space.
Fired into the space above the city space of Louisville. Above. That would be my dream location.
Is death.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like that old cartoon where he's like, I can only do it once.
Yeah. I can only do this once.
It is a great, now that you say that, my friend was talking about doing this as her signature like wedding cocktail. And the more we talk about this drink, I'm like, oh, she should 100%
do that.
You're married. Did you have a signature cocktail?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did not. Okay. Mostly because I was like, people are just going to drink whatever they want to drink.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We had, though, so we couldn't, we like.
Was your wedding sponsored by Angel Envy?
So, secretly. My coworkers like smuggled like in little bottles, and there's a picture of me like in my dress, like guzzling a mini. But we had, got married at like a country club, so like they had all the liquor. We like didn't really have a say in a lot of it. And like, I was like, I don't know these people. I was like, I'm not going to have to be like, make this fancy drink. So yeah. I was just like, whatever. But we had the rehearsal dinner at my mom's house, so like I put out a bunch of stuff that I was like, great.
And
I, like,
she's local, I gather.
So she lives in the suburbs, like 40 minutes north of.
What's her mom? Exact shout address?
Yeah. When is she usually not there?
Yeah.
What's the most valuable thing in your house?
Yeah.
Oh God. Nothing.
Ouch.
I moved out.
Oh.
What up? I like put out like, you know, like I was like, hey, if you want to make like this cocktail, like. Do this, but I didn't like bash anything because again I was like, people are just gonna get drunk. Get drunk how you want to get drunk. I'm not here to control you.
No, dude.
But my friend is, she's like, they're doing like beer and wine. She's like, and I think we're gonna have like a cocktail. I was like, you can't really mess up a paper plane.
No.
Although I've seen it messed up now twice.
Yeah.
So I guess
usually
like,
with the wrong.
Like it's just the wrong ingredients. I was like, if you buy them the ingredients and you tell them like if they're doing a cup of bourbon, just do a cup of apple.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's a cup of everything.
It's a cup of everything.
Pound cake of drinks.
It's the pound cake of drinks.
I did not have a signature cocktail at my wedding, but I went to one that it was a white Cosmos, which was really nice. Mm. It was like white.
How is that? Oh, do they use white cranberry juice?
Yeah.
Oh, and interesting.
It was really good. Mm. And it was like, it looked really pretty with like the whole aesthetic of like, because they had like, the place was in Annapolis, which is like real brick, classic Maryland, like brick architecture. Yeah. And everything was kind of like traditional. It was like very white and black. people were there and they were getting along.
Yeah.
Sure.
What were we talking about?
I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't remember. I'm not married, sadly. Oh. I don't know. Whatever.
It's fine.
Do you want it? I guess.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is different.
Are we getting into it?
I'll get the tissues.
I don't remember drinks from wedding. I don't remember food.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell you, like, oh, so-and-so had this great thing at their wedding, and it was delicious. Or, like, ah, food was fine.
Yeah. I only remember signature cocktails if I liked them.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
I was just like, oh, I'll get what I want.
Or I just don't remember. I'm like, oh, that was a good drink.
Right. I just, like, remember if I got too drunk. I'm like, I remember that wedding because I don't remember the end of it.
Yep. Definitely a wedding like that.
Yeah.
Maybe future guest of the podcast, Tyler Smith.
Oh, sure.
Instead of a champagne toast, they had champagne, but they also had shots of Jameson, like on a giant table, so you could do a
Jamo toast.
Yeah, and like so, we did that with the toast, and there was just these shots sitting there.
Oh my God.
So during the whole dinner,
dude.
A bunch of like idiots going back there, they're like they're just sitting here.
On when I did my ship contract, it was over the holidays,
mm-hmm.
and so we celebrated New Year's Eve, and there were champagne everywhere, just like tables full of it. So I just like, well. Guess that's what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And champagne drunk is awful.
Yeah.
And it's the worst hangover.
Yeah.
It's really
fun.
Well,
because it probably wasn't. So someone explained this to me that like also like the more expensive the booze, more likely the better it is.
Yeah.
Which is like you get less of a hangover when you're drinking higher quality stuff, which I can't imagine if literally bottles are just like floating around the ship.
Oh, it's not good.
Like,
no,
it's
no, no.
Bottom of the barrel.
Also, it's a ship. They're right. Not like, yeah. They're not going high quality in their champagne
right.
They're putting out.
So they're
out.
Not, right. They yeah. Want people
the,
to.
The glasses were on a ping pong table. Oh, it's all
right. Right. So like, it's the worst because no one's going out and buying like really good champagne. Because
no.
You just
actual
want
actual champagne.
Right. Yeah. You just want to
no.
Buy like the Andre.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bottom shelf at Target.
Aaron.
Yes.
We've reached a third segment of the podcast. Okay. You saw the opening. You loved it.
I loved
you
it.
You were here for first time, last time.
Yep.
You were right there, sitting
we'll
right
see.
There.
We'll see. I thought I was part of the cast.
The third segment, which you fucking rocked out of the park, dream location. Now it's time for the fourth segment of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called Cork It.
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot.
We talk about a beverage that you absolutely hate, despise, revile, is evil, deserve to be sent into a ship and not drink. and sank. Sank, not drink. Or get one of those terrible diseases where the ship rolls over and covered in shit. Any idea?
Yes. So, well, now that you describe it, I feel like the drink I chose maybe it's better than like being sent to like a cruise ship
never.
For New Year's.
Never. There's no
way. It deserves better than that.
Viking funeral.
But like Negronis or Boulevardiers are just they're just I've tried them so many times. I know that like bitter is back and people are like it's a great. I'm like no, like bitter. Why do I want to drink something that's bitter? It's terrible.
It's gross.
So like both, and I've had them like. You know, people are like, well, why don't you try it with this? Like, they made, like, a Negroni Spritz or Negroni, like, frozen. Nope. And it's just, like, it's all terrible.
Negroni people are, like, hardcore
careful,
atheists.
Don't be racist.
Or hardcore Christians or something, where they're just like, no, you just need to find the right way to get
no,
me. Like,
you
I
have
don't.
To do this. You have to. Oh, it's gross. It's gross.
It's just, it's what you were saying before and why the paper plane works is that it's, like, bitter without being really cloying, which is, I feel like, Negronis or Boulevardiers are just like, yeah, we have gin and bourbon in them, but watch me get bitter.
Watch
I'm
this.
Like, no! Just one.
I remember some like off-brand Negroni showed up to my old office job and was just showing it, like trying to like get more people to drink it. And they're like, you want a bottle? It's like, no!
Like, absolutely
I don't care how
not.
Free it is. This is disgusting.
Ugh.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Wish I could remember what it was called.
So that's my drink. But again, I don't think it's worthy of like thousands of people drinking them on like, you know, thrown out to ship. But I just, if you were like, hey, here's a drink, it's called a Negroni, I'd be like, hard pass. No, thank you. Send that away
hard
from
pass.
Me. I'm not young and like, I'll still like try things, but I've tried a Negroni enough times that I'm like,
no.
This needs to go away.
Hard pass.
Now, the second part of this
is
how would you destroy it?
Oh. So, because it's alcohol, I would definitely start by lighting it on fire.
Ooh, smart.
I definitely...
Smart.
I think I want, like, a really big batch of Negronis and throw it in, like... Or Boulevardiers. Both of them are terrible in my mind. I keep saying Negronis, but it's both. I throw them in a really big, like... barrel.
Mm.
I'm talking like really big. I want to watch this sucker go up in flames.
Yeah.
So I would take a page from your book, take the match that's in my mouth, strike it on my shoe,
that's right.
Toss it into the fire, and then I'd like sip like a really light, refreshing cocktail while I watched it like
be completely
destroyed. And I think I would also be like on a beach.
Fair. That's fair. I love that.
Yeah.
Bobby?
Yeah.
You know what you gotta do, baby.
I do, baby. All right, here's how I would destroy it. I would grab all the Negroni I could find. You know, because I'm like, my usual cop out is like, I just go around and slowly slap it out of people's hands.
Sure.
That is what he says.
It's my usual cop out. But this time, I collect as much as I can, and I get a big old barrel. Okay?
Familiar.
And I go out to a beach, and right before I light it on fire, I look across and I go, wait, is it? Aaron? And she's about to light her barrel, and she goes, Rob? And I go, wait, are we doing this? And we're like, all right. And so I go, hold on, let me get my match. And I put on my boots. And we count it down. We go, one, two, three, and then we light on the back of our boot. throw it into the barrel, it lights fire, and we're on a beautiful beach, and we clink our bourbon drinks.
I love it. From across, like, Lake Michigan.
Yeah, yeah, and say, good night, folks. That's how I get rid of it.
Just awesome.
Man, Josh, if you, if you had to get rid of it.
I've got to.
You have to. What would you do?
We're in the future.
Okay.
Great.
Water finally is scarce.
Ooh.
This isn't a dystopian, but we're almost there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're living in it.
The year is 2021.
That's right. 4 more years of the worst president. But this is the thing. People like to have fun. Even though the sun is blazing hot, the polar ice caps have melted, a lot of that water's evaporated.
Yeah, yeah,
that's why it's scarce.
I get it.
People want to have fun. And what do you do for fun? You go to a water park.
Oh.
Now, water parks, because water is so rare, it's very expensive. So instead, we're going to power all the slides, all the wave pools, fill it with Negronis.
Be so sticky. This,
it'll encourage people not to drink it. If anybody pisses in it, nobody will notice because the flavor is so bad. I convince one fledgling water park to do this.
Yeah.
Mom and pop park.
Sure.
It's called Splashdown. I was like, guys, I'm here to from the past to fix your future problem. And they're like, what? huh? And then I just buy them out. Yeah. And then I start it. And then Six Flags gets word of it. Disney, all the major amusement water park players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They come in. They buy my proprietary knowledge of how to turn their functioning water parks into Negroni parks. And people get so associated with, like, this is like dirty kid piss water that it's never offered for sale again. It is, you know, they give it hobos, bums, rummies, if you will. Won't touch the stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they have too much pride.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Far too much pride.
We're all just a couple paychecks away from becoming Negroni rummies. And that would be my dream location to have wait, what were we doing?
God, that'd be so sticky and gross.
I just, like, all I can imagine is,
It's not already.
No, I know.
When's the last time you've been in a water park?
I don't know, when I was a child.
Yeah, and it was sticky and gross, dude.
Maybe, but I had a good time.
I'm going to make a cocktail.
Hooray!
Yay!
I'll fill some time with Aaron.
Yay!
Hey, Rob.
Oh, boy.
What are we going to talk about? I do like the idea of, like, these dueling fires.
I really do.
In my
I don't
mind,
think they'd be dual. I think at one point we kicked the barrels over and just let the fire engulf each other.
See, yeah. I think, so you were saying, like, shore to shore. So I was imagining, like, you're in, like, the Michigan Dunes, and I'm in, like, South Chicago.
Oh.
So we're, like, close enough that we can definitely see the fire, but we're also, like...
Oh, I thought I was maybe 5 feet from you.
Oh, so this is, like, my house.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, you're at Foster Beach, and I'm also at Foster Beach.
I was at the dog part of Foster Beach. There's literally a terrible fence that separates us.
And I'm right by that basketball court. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, brother.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
I do love... So, I have a dog.
Yeah.
And shout out to my dog. Nonina.
Little Nonina.
So, the first time we took her... So, she's a rescue. And the first time we took her to the dog beach, there's... If you've ever been there, the Montrose.
The big one.
So there's, it's great. They have this big fence that runs along, and then they have like maybe like 4 inches that go into the water.
Yeah.
And it does nothing.
Yeah.
And so my dog, who is a rescue, and like
Pup Nina.
We're gonna call her Pup Nina because she's a lady, you guys. Oh. So Pup Nina like gets around. She like, we're like, I wonder if she will go in the water. And we're like, oh, she's in the water. And she immediately goes around the fence and starts running laps at the people part of Montrose Beach. And, like, luckily it's, like, a nice February day, so no one's there. But, like, my husband and I are, like, trying. Because then we're trying to get through the fence that gets to the human beach.
Yeah.
But it's not working because it's stuck in the sand because this beach is... amazing, but it's also like the city doesn't really care about it. So my dog is running labs. We're calling her name, which she doesn't know.
Oh, this is new when you first
got her. So she's new, like literally. And so we're like, Pepper. We're like, Roxy, what was your name at the shelter? Like, and she's like running labs. And these teenagers are like, dog.
Yeah. Dog.
Like, we're like, this is the most embarrassing.
I do love going, when it's nice out and I'm biking, I will bike to the Montrose Bees just to watch the dogs.
It's great.
Look at them all running around.
They're just having such a good time.
Having a great time. They don't know.
This is what I was talking about this earlier, that like the only reason I would ever leave the city is to give my dog a better life.
Yeah, sure.
Would
you put your dog over your baby?
Not on this podcast.
Like a mobile? Like a Playmobil?
Yeah, like a Playmobil.
Yeah, like for sure.
The dog would fall asleep to watching the baby hang from the ceiling. But not like a painful way. Like the baby's like safe. Yeah, of course. Not like it's not like a hell raising.
I think, you know what, honestly, I think maybe a couple of months ago, possibly, because when babies are like 2 months old, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
I kept saying he's a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, he's a sack of potatoes.
Like he's, you know, 12 pounds, but now he's like he's like knowing what's going on in the world and he's like grabbing for things. We were at the doctor's table and he figured out how to roll over, which was terrifying because it's not a wide table.
No.
Like, and he's just like boop, and I was like, well, this ruins a lot of things.
Is he okay? Or just checkups?
Just checkups.
How often do you have to go? I don't know, I don't have a baby. How often do you gotta go? I don't, to my knowledge.
What's that crying?
Huh? That's my roommate. How often do you have to go to a doctor with a baby? Like, I'm assuming there's got to be checkups.
Sure.
And stuff.
So we went after 2 days from when he was born. Then it was a week.
Yeah.
You, like, sometimes have to go after a month, but he was doing, my doctor was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, I think 12 months. 12 months, maybe like 15 months, 18 months.
Wow.
I don't know. I also hate people that, I will never understand. Ooh, my drink. I'll never understand people that are like, my child's 15 months. I'm like, no, your child's a year and 3 months. I think my husband showed me this. This goes, don't make me do math to figure out your child's age.
Oh, yeah. How old is your kid? They're 23 and a half months.
I'm like, that's 2 years old. Just,
a two?
Just
is it two?
Excuse me.
All right.
You've got a cocktail in front of
me. I have a cocktail in front of me.
I ruined the garnish because I didn't do it right.
I was wondering what you were trying to do over there.
Yeah, I was like, because usually I would do this with a peeler. I have an orange that I was trying to...
Oh, sure.
But I was like, oh, I'll just do it with this knife. And then I just made a mess. it's all on the cutting board. So go ahead and take a drink. All of our cocktails we name after our guest.
Oh, okay.
This is no exception.
Great.
This is called the Aaron Water Show.
That's the name of my one-woman show.
Wait, is it really?
I've always said that if I did a one-woman show, it would be the like the third weekend of August, and I'd call it the Air and Water Show, and people would come thinking it had to do anything with the Air and Water Show.
It's her solo show, just in a kiddie pool.
Just, Rob's directing it. It would just be me in a kiddie pool shooting like water guns at people for like an hour, and people were like, we paid for this, and I'm like, see you next year.
This is an annual event. And then they leave because they're angry, but then the Blue Angels come in.
But then they're happy because I'm doing it at like a storefront on Belmont. They can just walk to the beach.
Yeah, it's easy. You can see everything.
So you have a swig, a drink.
Yes.
And then we'll give it a letter grade.
Yeah.
Well, you'll give it a letter grade.
I'll give it a letter. Well, Aaron will too.
Rob judges me.
Oh, this is nice.
I'm going to taste this.
I was going to say, you used a very strong whiskey in it, which I think.
We used a bullet.
So it's a barrel strength, which means it was pulled directly off the barrel and not diluted. So whereas a lot of, you're getting like an 80 proof, like that's probably like 120 if you look at it.
Ooh,
so.
Baby, that's good.
Yeah, it's 62, almost 63%.
Yeah, so it's like 126 proof, which most are 80.
Yeah, and that's good though.
It's good. It's even with the really, I think I would have done it with a... Like a regular.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
So I wouldn't have done a shot of it also. that was going to be my next recommendation. This is very nice. Good. It's very light.
It's good bourbon.
I'm actually
sniffing it.
You going to do a swig?
Well, I was going to
bourbon it up some more.
Needs more bourbon.
Just do a swig from the bottle like a hillbilly.
I feel bad. It's yours from.
I did the same.
Yeah.
I poured out exact. I did a little jigger shot. Yeah, 3/4. It's good, right?
Oh, this is.
Going back.
She's drinking a whole bottle.
Well, a fun fact.
She's Popeye-ing it.
No, it's a fun fact. When you drink, when you taste whiskey, you're supposed to try it 3 times. The first
this is
time,
a fun fact.
Yeah, the first time because it, like, usually you just get all the burn.
The second
time it kind of also burns. And then the third time is when your palate has adjusted to it.
Oh.
So, like, when that's why a lot of people are like, oh, I tried whiskey once, I don't like it. You're like,
yeah, you gotta try it again.
Right, you gotta try it 3 times. And, like, in success. Hang on, I haven't had my third swig.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you not listening to the beginning of the story?
Well, I figure she's an old pro, so she's okay.
Yeah, this would be my third, too.
No, this is. That's really good. Angels Envy just released like a new, very limited release finish. It came out when I was on maternity leave, so I had someone like swindle me a couple of bottles. Like, I was like, here's my money, take it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and we
baby tried
it, but I had to do the same thing because Ooh. It's barrel proof and like it was real hot coming the first sip. So like,
oh, that's good.
That's really good.
So we didn't talk about what's in it. I was making it at home with Knob Creek.
Okay.
Which is hundo proof.
Yeah, that's...
Knob Creek.
So it's close. And because of that, I didn't want to use... So in the original, there's booze, juice.
like any good cocktail.
Yeah.
So I did juice, booze.
Okay.
We used Pimm's as the liqueur.
I know, sure. Pimm's.
In a Pimm's cup, usually.
Yeah. See past episode.
Yeah.
We had
with Josiah Jenkins.
Knob Creek, but in this case, we use the barrel bourbon bullet.
I've seen Pimm's.
Orange juice and pineapple juice.
Oh, that's what that
sort
is.
Sort of like brightened specifically. Yeah. And all of that was in 3/4.
Okay. So,
like,
right so it's a slow part cocktail.
It's liquor, juice.
Yeah. Well, I went juice, liquor, juice.
Yeah.
No, it didn't really matter. and then we shook it, served it up, and we garnished it for the radio.
Yeah.
The beautiful.
It's great work, Josh.
I mean, amazing.
Orange,
really oh, my goodness.
It's really pretty.
I can't believe you did that while we were just, like, talking about a dog beach.
Yeah. I spelled out Aaron's name in the peel.
It's incredible.
It's great. You're very talented.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
This is not a fiction.
What grade are you going to give it, Kelly?
You know, I think it'd be minus.
Oh.
I like it. I do like the like freshness from the pineapple. But I'm wondering if it's just the barrel proof. Because like even 26 proof can, between that and
this
not
is
creep.
Strong. It's delicious.
It's the delicious.
The bullet, but it's delicious.
But
yeah.
like, I
it's
mean,
strong.
It's strong.
It's coming.
So
it's taking over the drink. Yeah,
so I think it makes it taste just a little muddy to me. Where, I think with a lighter bourbon, it would have been lighter. I also might have, I mean, granted, I chose a thing that's liquor, juice.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have used, like, a pineapple liqueur.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Instead of, because I wouldn't want to use, like, an orange, like a Grand Marnier or anything.
Yeah.
Because... I don't like it that much.
Also, I think it would have been too sweet.
Too
sweet? Up the sweet.
Because I like the acid of the orange juice.
Yeah.
The juice definitely, and in the original, like that's definitely, it's very important to cut the acidity, cuts mm-hmm. everything and makes it like happy.
Yeah.
But I think I hear what you're saying.
But I like it. I actually will probably go home and make something. because I bought this pineapple liqueur like a couple of months ago,
and I don't like pineapple that much. But this, I like it mixed in with something. Mm. This is good, but I would never purchase it.
It was like a Patron.
I
have a Bacardi allowance, and so like
sure,
I was,
buy stuff.
It was at the end of my because I was pregnant during the entire fiscal year.
How much allowance do you guys get?
I can't talk about that.
tell us exactly.
No. And again, what's your mom's address?
She's never home and only has valuable things.
Dude, I knew it.
The other ones are pretty good. I've tried, there's like three of them, right?
Yeah, there's an orange one, a pineapple one, and I think like a lemon or lime. It's, I got it because I was like, a pineapple margarita sounds really good. And I can only imagine that Patron is making a liqueur that would taste good with a margarita. So that was part of the basis of buying it. I was like, I don't need another bottle of like anything in the meat portfolio. Like,
yeah.
I was like, but this is fun and new.
I'm having a good time.
I was like, it was me and my husband and Biddy's with our baby as we're like strolling up and down the aisles, like looking at things. And they were like, can we help you? I was like, no.
You're like, get away from me. With your baby, or is it in you? The baby's still in you?
No, I was, okay. It was, so our fiscal year runs April 1 to March 31, which is like a little weird. But so yeah, it was like March 25th. With my like,
it's like use it or lose
3 month
it.
Old baby. Yeah, it's like FSA. And we're like strolling the aisles. But so I think I would try, maybe I would try it with that. I really like pineapple. And I just, yeah, I just think it's,
well, it's your the cocktail. Barrel,
the barrel proof is amazing.
You get final say on it.
Yeah. The barrel proof is good, but I concur. It is, it's a lot. It overpowers a drink.
Yeah.
Not a bad
one. It makes
way.
Me want to spit fire like in a circus.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very much barrel proof whiskeys. I always want to be in front of a fireplace on like a cold winter
like,
day.
It's like snowy.
I know I'm getting into like another favorite drink and another drink.
But I agree. This stuff I only like. I like this is a winter drink.
Oh, yeah.
This is when it's
you
cold
come
and gross.
Ski slopes.
Yeah. You just cut down a several trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're hiding out because you're Superman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Trying to get away from it.
Yeah. Trying to get away from the world. Lois, you got to calm down.
Fine. Whoa. I'll be right back. You got to run to the store.
So, B minus. I think it's good, but I think it could be improved.
And you know what we say?
B minus is good degrees.
That's right. Another victory.
Ooh, woo!
Aaron, thank you so much for coming on.
This was super fun.
Sharing your expertise. We can get Angel's Envy's at most respected retailers.
Most respected retailers.
If they've got bourbon and have a soul, they will sell you Angel's Envy.
That is the hope.
Where else can we see you? What else do you want to push?
I do comedy sports every so often. And then if you want to come help me babysit, I would love the help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're all going to her mom's house.
Oh, yeah. We're going to mom's house.
Yeah, we're
going to
go hang out with Debs.
Yeah, Debs.
Shout out Debs. Bobby?
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
Okay.
Why aren't you married?
What? Oh, boy.
Follow-up question. Do you want to be? And why are we not?
Yeah. This took a turn.
You want to have kids?
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Who do you see yourself in 5 years?
Who do I see myself?
In. Yeah, let's get saucy then.
Now we go. Here we go. Take another look at this.
Yeah, I was going to say, Josh said too much of the barrel proof. But no, I'm interested. Who do you see yourself
in 5 years? Oh my gosh. This took a turn. Can't name names now. Can't name names.
Plus 5 years.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, God.
Christ, we could all be dead.
Right. Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, God, if only. Sweet relief.
We found him in his bedroom clutching his bottle of barrel aged.
I was going to say, I'm going to jump in that Negroni barrel after I'm on fire. Josh is going out in a firework.
That's right.
My Lord. That's good.
There's no smoking in the water parks.
Obviously.
Of course. Yeah.
Where are we going to see you? What do you want to push?
I'm at Comedy Sports. My Herald team, Cecilia, only has a few more shows left. We got the old axe. Yeah.
You know yet?
I don't know. We don't know. Who knows?
As the world
My time
turns.
At I.O. could be done.
I was
going
to say,
we'll
do you
see.
Want to?
I mean,
be married?
I kind of do.
Do you want to be married?
Married? I do.
Oh, you still don't answer the question.
My career? Never. It's not going well. And then follow me on all the social medias, Rob Grabo, RobGrabo. But I think I don't have anything. Go see Redacted monthly at the Music Box.
Oh, yeah. That's very fun.
Yeah, when this comes out, May 29th, we're having Tremors.
Ooh.
We're doing a stage reading of Tremors. And then in June, I forget the date, we're doing a stage reading of Can't Hardly Wait.
Oh, what
fun.
A great movie.
My roommate will be very excited for
it. Yeah, come on. It's going to be a hoot. Yeah, it'll be fun.
That movie's amazing.
Josh,
yes, that's
where
me.
Can people see you or this wonderful podcast we're on?
You can download this wherever respected podcasts are sold.
Binnie's.
The sponsor is Binnie's. Also, the Pasta Bowl. I'm there most evenings.
Pasta Bowl.
Yeah, and you know what? I ordered my thing. I said, you know what? Wrap up half of it now. Because those servings, they're so generous.
It's impossible. You could bring your whole family and not break your wallet.
Because nothing is impossible.
Put that in your one-woman show.
Yeah.
The Aaron Water Show this August.
Yeah.
Only at the Annoyance.
Sponsored by Angels.
No.
We don't have the budget. I'm right here. I'm at Comedy Sports. I'm online. You know, all the fun places.
All the fun places.
Yeah. It's in the show notes.
Yeah.
What do you guys want from me? So exhausted. We played poker last night, and I got real drunk.
Yeah. I'm also feeling it.
I was not there, but I got drunk on Manhattan's in my own house.
That's beautiful.
That's the best way. Because then you're like, I'll just go home.
Yeah.
Should we do our final toast?
Oh, yeah. Before we let you leave, we have one last thing to do, and that's our celebratory toast for a job well done.
Well, fuck.
I'm drinking the Pimm's.
Classic.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it. You're right. It is that third time.
Yeah, I told you. This is also too drinkable for having barrel proof.
It's a double juice.
It could get you real messed up.
Wine makes you nutty, but I'll climb all over again. Cognac keeps
you peppered. Oh, you don't want us to keep rambling?
Rum makes you dumb. Yeah, no, I'll play it over.
Beer
is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want to drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash, that is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy, vodka keeps you thin, tequila makes you want to fight, but I'll try them all over again.